blessings and good evening to each of you. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we are so glad and grateful that you are with us for our Monday night prophetic prayer partnership. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How can the people hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher preach except he be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim the gospel of Christ. It is said that faith only comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. You need the word. You need the word in your spirit so that you can believe, so that you can stand on the word of God through faith. Your life is increasing. Your life is getting better. And I believe that in this season of your life, especially, words of affirmation and power need to constantly be rehearsed in your spirit, for the enemy is running rampant. And I want to talk to you this month, the month of June, before we get into our prayer tonight. We're going to be dealing with out from dark places, coming out from dark places. I want you to declare that and decree that with me tonight. I am coming out of dark places. I am coming out of dark places. You know, the worlds that we live in, be it spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical, are interconnected. One thing happens sequentially as a result of another. If you are going through something mentally, unfortunately, it begins to spill over into the other aspects of your life and begins to affect your life in so many different ways. This place, this dark place, it is so common amongst humanity, but not just humanity. Unfortunately, this darkness has crept over into the community of believers. We are rehearsing the rhetoric and the spewings of the world, who take pride in living in dark places. We have taken on their customs. We have followed their advices. We have even applied many of their remedies to our lives, turning our backs on and forsaking the power of the Word of God. I heard someone say that there was some level of peace that they received from using substance. They equated that this substance that they were describing was a peace of mind. But my Bible told me that thou, God, will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. You see, the peace that the world seeks, they cannot find without the usage of dark things, the entrance into dark places. We have a hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. And it is in him that we live and that we move and that we have our being. You are on the side of light. You have been called into the light of God, out from those dark places. Never before have we seen so many believers stuck in dark places like depression, dark places, overcome with feelings of suicide, just ready to quit, ready to give up, intolerant, impatient. Never before have we seen so many believers stuck in a rut, can't shake the feelings of darkness, can't shake night terrors, can't seem to shake those feelings of anxiety that come upon us. We're just stuck in dark places. When we get into those dark places and when we get into those modes, when we start overanalyzing, we start overthinking, we start driving ourselves up the wall, insane, driving ourselves mad with matters that we should be casting to the Lord. The Bible says, cast your cares to the Lord. Cast, throw it upon him. Release it. It's almost like you're holding something so hot that it is unbearable to your skin, unbearable to the human touch. So you just, you know, when they give you that hot potato, you got to toss it quickly, right? So you just toss it. Cast your care. Cast your care. Cast it. Throw it on him. And the reason why you can throw it on him is because he cares for you. So you're walking around on a sunny day, but in a dark place. Isn't that amazing? Can't even enjoy the beauty of your journey. Can't even enjoy the satisfaction of your accomplishments because the enemy wants you stuck in dark territory, in dark places. Here's what the Bible, the scripture equates to darkness. It starts speaking about dark places, but it also makes a parallel of dark places to deeds of evil. Wickedness, wickedness in dark places, evil deeds in dark places. That's why the enemy wants to drive us into these dark places and incarcerate us there, trap us there. The enemy wants to entangle us there in those dark places so that we would be lost, aimless, reckless, destructible. I want you to know that this month we're going to be tuning in on this because I believe that it is time for the dark cloud that has been over you, over your life, over your mind. I believe that this is the month for that thing to lift. I believe that every limitation that has been set over you, set for you, I believe those barriers need to now be removed out of your life. And you need to start seeing the possibility of a probable future for yourself once again. It is time for your dreams and your visions to be reignited. It is time for your passions to return and to bubble over. It is time for your creativity to begin to flow like never before. This is the month of your rebirth. This is the half point of 2024, and it is time for you to experience a rebirth, a new birth. Something must now come forth from you, for you, with you, and through you. You are not done. You are not finished. You are not washed up. That is a dark thought, and the enemy has kept you in that dark place. And as a result of dark thinking, patterns become dark, behaviors become dark, choices and decisions become dark, connections and bonds become dark. Everything we do becomes dark simply because of these dark spaces that the enemy has had us in. Dark spaces in our spiritual walk, just feeling like God doesn't hear us, just feeling like God is not answering us, just feeling like there is no connection to God. These are dark thoughts. These are dark places. And it is time for you to get up and come out of those dark places. Jesus asked that man in John 5, wilt thou be made whole? Do you want to get up out of this place? You are here. You have been incarcerated. You were not broken when you first arrived. You were not always feeling this low. You were not always feeling this incapacitated. You got into this environment and you let this environment become your place of habitation. You got stuck here. You went to visit and got stuck. But I want to tell you that today is the day for you to rise up out of that place. This month, we are focusing our attention And we're getting ourselves up and out of those dark spaces. Life now is sweet. My joy is complete. I'm saved. Why? Because I found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for all of you. Can I tell you, he is a rock in a weary land. He is shelter in the time of trouble. He's a bridge over those unstable waters. I want you to know that he will give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing, not anything, will be able to harm you when you are walking in the purpose of the Lord. Hear me tonight. Hear me like you have never heard me before. It is time for the believer to become an offense to dark places. How do I become an offense, Bishop? Because you've got the greater one living on the inside of you. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. And because he is within you, he said, I am the light of the world. That's why every time you show up, dark forces become intimidated. They work overtime to depress you, overtime to incarcerate you, overtime to burden you. Oh, they work tirelessly to wear you down because the light in you is too strong. And it is time for us to recognize the light that is within us and allow that light to shine. Scripture says, let your light so shine, my God, that men might see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. You are not ordinary. You are not normal. You are not regular. But I'm going to tell you who you are. According to 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 9, the scripture says you are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, verse number 10 says, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. I want you to understand, there is a unique difference about you. Peculiar, different, special, extraordinary. And you are now to start seeing yourself as God sees you. You are the light. You are the light in any room you enter. You are the light in any dark space the enemy tries to entrap you in. You are the light. You are the chosen. You are the elect of God. I want you to start seeing yourself blessed. Start seeing yourself the solution. Start seeing yourself as irreplaceable, indisposable. I want you to start seeing yourself as valuable, priceless, if you will, immovable. That's how unique you are. Just look back over your life at the things you've come through, the things you have survived, the things that impacted you but did not break you, the things that you went up against, but it did not make you crumble. It did not destroy you. Do you not understand who you are? You need to embrace this tonight. You need to lift your spirit tonight. Change your countenance. Change and shift your energy tonight and recognize who you are. I'm telling you tonight, tonight, this is your night. This is your month. This is your year. Are you ready for what God has for you? Are you ready for your next? Are you ready to forge forward? Are you ready to shake yourself out of these dark places and these dark forces? Are you ready to put the enemy where he belongs, where he deserves to be, and that is under your feet? Are you ready to take authority? Are you ready to rise and take the reins of your life back? Are you ready to stop speaking negative and stop speaking derogative? Are you ready to start saying the things that be not as though they were? Are you ready to start talking a language of faith? Are you ready? I want you to start declaring it right now with me. I'm ready. I'm ready. Yes, I am ready. Ready to rehabilitate, ready to shift, and ready to change. I have been dark too long. The lights have been out too long. I have been in this space of low thinking, low-level feeling. I have been in this space of depression. Come on, be honest with me tonight. Be honest with yourself tonight. I have been feeling so dark, shades drawn, covers over my head. I can't shake this feeling. I've been feeling so defeated. But tonight, there is a shift. There is a change. There is a turn. There is a revival. There's a renewal. Your spirit man is coming alive. Money may answer all things that pertaineth to life, but money is not the cure for your low feelings and your depression. Money is not the cure for it. You need a savior. You need a savior to get down in there and break up that fallow ground. You need a savior to get down in there and lift your hung low and hung down head. You need your spirit man to be refreshed and resuscitated. You need a renewal. You need a renewal of your faith, a renewal of your hope. You need the God of all flesh to speak to your spirit. You need the God of all flesh to encourage your hearts and your mind. He's a keeper. He'll keep you. He'll keep that mind of yours. He'll give you joy that's unexplainable. He will take you to heights unknown. I want you to lift your spirit. We're coming out from dark places, out from it. We got to talk ourselves into this light. And the moment you cut on the light is an automatic offense to the darkness. The light is an automatic offense to dark places. I want you to receive this tonight. I want you to understand what the fight has been about. It's been all about the light that is within you. Jesus is the light, and he is living down on the inside of you. I'm excited to pray for each of you tonight. I'm excited because I believe that there is getting ready to be a breakthrough in our lives like we have never experienced before. I have two praise reports to bring before us tonight, and then we will do the roll call for our prayer request list. Then we will pray. But Rosalinda Archbold says, on April 23rd, 2024, I had my hip surgery. Everything went well. I'm just learning to walk again. I just thank God that everything went well. Well, Rosalinda, we are believing God for your speedy recovery and rehabilitation. We pray that the strength of God will continue to increase your faith and continue to hurry along your process of restoration. This next testimonial, this next praise report, comes from Justin Mack. My grandmother had surgery on her hip in April, and she was in church yesterday, and she's doing well. Well, we praise the Lord for what God has done for your grandmother, Justin, and we believe that this is just the beginning. Thank God for an ability to press and be in the household of faith. We're continuously praying for those that are on our prayer request list. Michelle Tarua, Cheryl Trappier, Naisha Cooper, Diane Harsh, Verna Simmons, Patricia Prelo, Mary Silvers, Derek Dominic, Terry Copeland, Rochelle Maxwell, Richard Tarua, Janet Durbin, Celeste Johnson, Mark Smith, Sharima Abdullah, Sandra Morris, Chanel Kelly, Shanika Muniz, Tanya Bryant, Shador Williams, Radonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Ralph Everett, Deborah Schuler, Raven Gray, Justin Mack, Denise Bryant Brooks, Antoinette Freeman, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Michelle Smith, Kikkoman Rockmore, Vonita Thompson, Pandora Wilson, Shaquana Johnson, Deborah Fraser, Cynthia Hardy, Deborah Johnson, Patrice Taylor, LaShonda Jackson, Lorraine Williams, Shelley Watson, LaDonna Silvers. We are believing God for each of you, and I trust and know that God is a prayer answering God. I'm also sending up a special prayer request tonight for one of my spiritual daughters that I am trusting God to continue to heal and make whole, and that is Sister Tasha Kufi. We are believing God for her breakthrough in Jesus' name. Let's pray as we begin to make our exit out of dark places. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. You're so good. You're worthy to be praised. Every day of our lives is a day of thanksgiving. We are thankful to you. It is in you that we live, move, and have our being. You continue to unfold your will and your plan and your agenda for our lives every day that we live. You continue to show us how you are ever mindful of us. Thank you. Thank you for being mindful of us. Thank you for loving us beyond our ability to be loved. Thank us. Thank you, oh God, for how you look after us and watch over us. Thank you, Father, how you protect us and how you keep us. Thank you that as we live from day to day, you continue to stretch out your hands over us and you continue to guide us even when we don't even know we're being guided and directed. You are navigating us through some of the worst terrain of life, Father, some kind of way and some kind of how life has driven us into some pretty dark spaces. Father, the minds of your people have been consumed with corroded thoughts and tainted ideas. Father, thinking that you would ever forsake, thinking that you would ever turn away from us, when your word declared that you would be with us always, even to the ends of the earth, and that you would never forsake us and you would never leave us. Thank you that you have kept your word. Thank you that you have watched even over your word to perform it. Thank you, Lord, that every turn and at every twist, you have been right there. That even when we have gone through life's variables and we thought that we were at the end of it all, you have been right there. You have been right there to keep and to guard and causing us to recover and causing us to be reclaimed to our spaces and our places. Father, you have been right there. You've been right there to listen to us as we vent and listen to us even as we spew out our frustrated banter. You have been right there. You have never forsaken us. You've never walked away from us. You've never left us. And for this, we have to say thank you. We thank you so very much. Your mercy endures forever. Your mercy, that's what we're thankful for tonight. We're thankful for your mercy. Even when we were unwise and even when we were silly and foolish in our choices and in our decisions, your mercy was our portion. And we thank you tonight that even in our last mess up, our last mistake, it was not our destruction. You kept us. You kept us and sustained us and you brought us. You have even caused us to be maintained. You have been our maintenance. My God, you continue to feed us and provide for us and make ways for us. Father, I even thank you for building a hedge around my family. I thank you for building a hedge around those that are connected to us. My God, it wasn't just us, but you kept that hedge around those that were connected to us. And for this, we must say thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you for your love. It's unfailing. Thank you for your love. It's everlasting. Thank you that even in our most lonely of times, and even in our most feeling forsaken times, you have never left us. And yea, though we walk, as the psalmist declared, through valleys and through vicissitudes, you have been right there, shielding us and protecting us, swinging a sword on our behalf. You've been our shield and our buckler. You have been our wall of defense. You have been our place of refuge, the place we can go in and find safety. Father, begin to minister to the hearts and to the minds of your people. Cause your people to be made alive once more and again. Heal us in every broken place. Heal us in every wounded place. Minister to our spirit. Deal with us where we are in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bring us to a place of righteousness, a place of salvation. Don't let us stray. Don't let us stray far from you. Draw us closer to your presence in the name of the Lord Jesus. You said in your word that if we would draw close to you, you would draw nigh unto us. We want to feel the warmth of your embrace. Father, continue to wrap your loving arms around us. Keep us in the center of your will. We don't want to stumble. We don't want to stray. Keep us in the divine pathway of your whole will. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you that our steps are being ordered. I thank you that you are right there guiding us, that you are right there advising us. We bind every dark force, every vile, diabolical, demonic force. We bind it now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we pray that even those dark suggestions that would try to enter into our time of slumber, we come against night terrors. We come against it even now. We come against those entrapments, those spiritual entrapments, those suggestions that are demonic, those suggestions of dark magic, word curses. We come against it now. We speak a recovery for every individual. I speak a shift to the mind that they begin to think as you would have them to think of themselves whole, to think of themselves healed, to think of themselves free, to think of themselves delivered, to think of themselves prosperous. We thank you now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. The blood be against you. The blood bind you. Back up, you foul demonic spirit. Your voice has no authority or influence here. You back up. You back up, you lying wonder. You are a liar and you come from the pit of hell. We bind you now. We tie you up and we cast you away from every believer. Let the believer stand up. Let the believer stand in faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. No believer, my God, going under. No believer feeling depleted. No believer feeling defeated. We declare and we decree the favor of the Lord to be over every believing heart. Thank you, Father, for renewing our focus. Thank you for renewing our concentration. Thank you for recalibrating our vision. Thank you for realigning our steps. Our steps are ordered by you. And we thank you that we are not walking in a dark place. We're not walking in a dark way, but everywhere we go, the light of the Holy Spirit will begin to shine and to shine brightly. We thank you for it now. Yes, we do. We bless you for it now. Yes, we do. We declare it to be done. Decree it is so in the name of the Lord. And we bless you now. And we give you glory now. And we thank you now. And we send up worship now. And we send up praise now. And we change our energy now. And we shift the atmosphere now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We say thank God and we say amen. Every believer tonight connected to the call, would you begin to lift your voice? Would you begin to lift your praise? Would you begin to lift your worship unto God? Come on and let's bless him. on the conference line. Let's bless him on the Zoom platform. Come on and let's bless him. Let's bless him. Let's do it together. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him. Come on, 110 of us between the line and between the Zoom. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We honor him. Oh, yes, we do. We praise you, Lord. Yeah, you have heard us. You have heard us, and we thank you. You have heard us, and we honor you. We say, yes, Lord. We say, thank you. Hallelujah. We say, thank you. We say, thank you. We say, thank you. Yes, Lord. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Jesus. There is no God like our God. There is no God greater than our God. Such a mighty God, such a wonderful Savior, such a great deliverer, such a strong tower. Hallelujah, my God, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, saints of God, continue to live in the light. My God, continue to live in the light. Hallelujah, continue to live in the light. God wants us in the light. Come on out of those dark places and live in the light. That is our theme for the month of June. Live in the light. Yes, live in the light. That's where God wants us. We're coming out of dark places and we are intentionally living in the light. Don't you let those dark thoughts get the best of you. Those thoughts want to soon become your emotions. Those emotions want to hijack your ability to praise, worship, and pray. And ultimately, it wants to stress your life to the point of sickness, disease, and even death. But we shall not die in this moment. We shall live and declare the work of God, and we shall live in the light. Come on, I want you to declare that with me before we disconnect from this call tonight. I will live in the light. Come on. Declare that with me. I will live in the light. Come on, Zoomers. Come on, conference line. I want you to declare it now. I will live in the light. Yes, I will. I will live in the light. That is what I believe God wants for us. And as you continue to walk, remember that darkness is going to test your confession. Mm-hmm. Those dark thoughts, those dark emotions, those dark assaults and attacks, they're coming because they're going to test what you just confessed. I will live in the light. Those dark moments are going to come, but I want you to stand in the face of those dark moments and say, I will live. I will live in the light. I want you to have an amazing week as you begin your month of light. That's right. It is a month of light. I will live in the light. I want you to live in the light. It's a beautiful light. Walk in it. God bless you. Have an amazing week. Can't wait to connect with you once again next time.